This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I can always tell when there's something I don't want to do or I fear to do. I procrastinate and put it off. And prayer is that way with a lot of us. We fear to do it. And when we do it, we are timid in our prayer. We pray as though we're asking something from a God who is, well, let's just admit it, stingy. Where do you think that word, Lord, I just ask, comes from? But God isn't stingy. So if God is not stingy, if God is anxious to hear our prayers, if he has promised to hear them, why are we timid in our prayers? Joining us to talk about prayer for the remainder of this hour on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 6th, Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and author of a column in the latest Lutheran Witness magazine titled, Be Bold in Your Prayers. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
Why are we so timid when we pray?
Well, I think it has something to do with Hebrews 4. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I think it has something to do with realizing who Jesus is.
So if we are timid in our prayers, it says something about how we regard Jesus himself?
Yeah, it really is something along those lines. Jesus gives us access to the Father based not on ourselves, not on our own doing, not on the quality of our faith, not on anything, the duration of our prayers or anything like that. Our access to the Father, our free access to the Father is through Jesus. And he promises, interceding, the scriptures say repeatedly that Jesus is interceding with us at the throne of grace, and he is interceding on our behalf for us, praying for us. Hermann Sasse used to always write that we should not despair. He'd quote the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, "Do not despair, for the Lord still prays for his church," just like he prayed in John 17, that they may be one. So I think timidity has to do with maybe trying to pray without Jesus.
You recently attended a big reunion event for an organization called Doxology, and sat there with maybe a couple hundred pastors and their wives and listened to a regular guest on this program, Dr. John Kleinig, talk about these very matters. What did you take away from that, Matt?
Yeah, Kleinig is just a wonderful jack of all trades and master of most of them as well. He's especially an Old Testament exegete. I had known him already when I went to seminary and did an exchange year in South Australia almost, gosh, I hate to even think, over almost 25 years ago. Could it be that long ago? And but Dr. Kleinig laid out the Old Testament, especially Leviticus, where the high priest, once a year, with the blood of the sacrifice, had access to the Holy of Holies, went in, sprinkled the blood upon the floor, upon the horns of the altar, that blood for the sacrifice, that blood for forgiveness, which allowed him to stand in the very presence of the Holy of Holies. The cloud of the Lord's presence, the fire by day in the Exodus, and fire by night, and the cloud by day that led them through the wilderness. So we as New Testament priests, all of us New Testament priests, which the First Peter 2 teaches so clearly, and Book of Revelation, and a number of passages in the Old Testament, we all have access to the Father, to the very presence of God, by the blood of Jesus. And in the blood of Jesus, despite ourselves, despite our sins, our weaknesses, and precisely as weak, sinful people, we have a Savior, a great high priest who's just like us in every way save sin, knows every emotion known to us, and he is interceding on our behalf. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
It seems that if you were to talk about this kind of with the average American, they might be a little shocked because, after all, I'm me. Shouldn't I have ready access to the creator of the universe? They might be shocked that that access has to be purchased at such a cost as the blood of Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah, indeed. I think Dr. Kleinig often talks about the analogy. He says, what if you had access to the president of the United States? What if you could call directly or go see the president of the United States directly, and you had that kind of free access, and he wanted your opinion? Now, that's something that is exceedingly rare. And yet we have even greater access to our Heavenly Father, and that reality is even 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times more precious. He has mercy upon us, always promises to hear us for the sake of Jesus.
Well, when we come back, more on prayer with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Here's a resource for your high school or college-aged child or grandchild as they begin a new school year. It's Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students. You'll find an introduction with answers to questions like, is the Bible reliable and trustworthy? Who wrote the Bible? And more. You can order Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes with Pastor Matt Harrison on the subject of prayer on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 6th. Matt, before the break, you're making the comparison about having access to ready access to the President of the United States, and I imagine many of our listeners say, well, that would be great to have it, but I wouldn't bring the President every one of my little concerns, and we think about God this way. You know, certainly, I shouldn't bother him with my piddly little prayers. Your response?
Well, he invites us to pray. He gives us a wonderful prayer to pray, Our Father who art in heaven. He gives us all kinds of instructions that He appreciates us praying. He gives us inspired prayers by the dozens in the Psalms. He tells us that He's listening to our prayer. He gives us all kinds of instances in the Scripture when others pray for somebody or bring another person to Him. He answers those prayers and cares for that individual. So we have all kinds of impetus all around us. You know, one thing Kleiding pointed out was that so often in the New Testament, the people who come to Jesus for help or get healed are people who are brought by others. And I noted several of those in the article. There are about, five, six of them in the book of Matthew alone, and especially the guys who bring the paralytic, and they uncover the roof, take the tiles out of the roof, and they, right while Jesus is teaching, they lower him right in front of Jesus. How marvelous. Jesus doesn't tell them to get out of there or quit making a mess, but they bring the man, and he heals them. These wonderful guys came in faith, and he heals the one they brought.
What are the implications, then, for us as we pray, not only for ourselves, but for others?
Well, as Dr. Kladick said so wonderfully, start taking people to church with you. I began quite some months ago. I began right away in this job, falling to my knees every morning, and I built a kneeler over the Christmas holiday for my office, and I use it every day, and I'm so weak and sinful that when I come to my office, and unless I start there on my knees first and foremost in the day, something's wrong. I need that extra help to get on my knees. And then I also began keeping a list of people and institutions and churches and leaders that I pray for every day. And what has been so marvelous is that keeping a list, all of a sudden my prayers over time, I see right before my eyes prayers that have been answered. So-and-so has been healed. So-and-so has been strengthened in faith. So-and-so has been relieved of a difficult situation, or faith has been increased, etc. That's been a marvelous, marvelous practice, and I'm thankful. I started doing it because I saw that Bishop Emeritus Schöne in our German partner church had such a prayer bench.
What role does baptism play in, as you say in the article, our priesthood and therefore our blood-bought access to the Heavenly Father?
We're stripped naked, as it were, and nothing but sinners. And nothing but sinners who go into the water. And we come out. We go in sinners. We come out clothed with Jesus himself. Luther says, in baptism, we are stuck into the water, and Jesus in baptism sticks himself into the water so that when we come out with Jesus. We come out with that wonderful priestly robe, dressed in the righteousness, the brilliant gold and white righteousness of Jesus Christ himself, with the sun's ring on, which says we are royal heirs. And the feast is ready for us. We have complete access to the Father's table in Jesus. And all of it's been paid for. It's all taken care of for us, despite ourselves. It's a gift.
What do you say to someone listening to us right now, Matt, who says, look, I'm just, you know, if you knew my life, if you saw what I have been and what I am on a daily basis, you would not be so bold before the Creator of the universe. What do you say to such a person who is hesitant to approach with confidence and boldness?
Well, Jesus dwells only in sinners. That's what Luther said to Spainlein, his friend, already in 1616. Come to me, all your weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And I'll even say something personally. I might know a couple of your sins, but look, I know virtually all of my own. And I still go, and I know nothing but Jesus, in spite of my utter sinfulness and the way I fail in thought, word, and deed.
You spoke earlier about, you said the inspired prayers of the Psalter, the Lord's Prayer, many examples of prayers. Some are simple. I've used them from the Gospels, where a father will approach on behalf of his son or his daughter, just help my daughter, help my son.
Yeah.
What is the comfort in patterning our prayers, in following that pattern of sound words in our prayers, where to give us confidence in what we say before the Father?
Well, Paul says even when words fail us, you know, in sort of guttural sounds too deep to understand, we still cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy. And it is so comforting to know that even when we don't know how to pray or we're so burdened we can hardly formulate the words, the Lord knows what we need and hears us. And the Spirit intercedes with the Father in Christ for us. It is also the case that when we pray using the Lord's words of prayer, these are most sure and certain. I mean, he gives us the most wonderful prayers to pray. And so Luther would pray the Catechism or the Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. What does this teach me? It teaches me that God promises to be my Father in Christ and love me. What do I have to give thanks for here? I have all kinds of things to give thanks for here, especially because I have a Heavenly Father who loves me and promises to care for me no matter what happens. What do I have to confess here? Oh, my goodness. I've acted in my life. I worry every day and act as though I had no dear Heavenly Father. And then Luther would tie it all together with a prayer at the end. Dear Lord, I thank you that you have shown me that you are my Heavenly Father, that I can trust in you. I confess all my sins where I've fallen short and not trusted you. Please keep me this day. Amen.
One of our friends of mutual acquaintance, Pastor John Pless, it's something he wrote about prayer some years back that has just stuck with me. He says, our prayer does not begin in our need, but in the promises and the word of God. What does he mean? With about a minute here, your thoughts on that.
It's a profound thought, and I've noticed in reading Luther that Luther would pray and hold on to Christ at Christ's points where he's promised to hear our prayer. So the Syrophoenician woman comes to Jesus and says, Lord, help me, my child. And he says, I didn't come for you, dogs. I came only for the Israelites. And she says, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Luther says she grabs Jesus by the neck because she pleads for mercy, and Jesus promises to have mercy. Jesus is mercy incarnate. When we pray, we should think of the Lord's promises. The Lord promises that he loves it when his gospel is believed. He loves it when people believe the gospel. He loves it when fathers and mothers take care of their children or children are cared for. He loves it when the devil is given the boot. We should pray strongly for all those things. He loves it when a pastor is loved by his congregation and a pastor is a good preacher. Pray for it, and the Lord promises to answer it.
Folks, you will find a link to Pastor Matt Harrison's column, Be Bold in Your Prayers, under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Pastor Matt Harrison is president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Matt, thank you again for your time. Keep up the good work.
Likewise, Todd. Take care.
If you appreciate our regular conversations with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, please consider making a tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Remember, no gift is too small. You can make a secure online contribution at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also support us by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to this address, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for always supporting us, for listening, and for keeping us in mind during the challenging summer months. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse about a Prop 8 hearing today before the California Supreme Court. It's a little complicated, but it will make a difference whether or not Prop 8 stands or falls in California, and probably a difference for same-sex marriage nationwide. We'll also discuss St. Michael and All Angels with Dr. Al Culver tomorrow on Issues Etc. We need not be timid. We have no reason to fear. We have no reason to put it off or procrastinate. It is right there, the promise of God. Jesus himself promises to hear and to answer. He promises that when we ask, God already knows what it is we are asking even before we do. And the best comfort in all that Scripture teaches about prayer is that the answers come not because of our sincerity, but only because of what Jesus has done for us at the cross. That's a great reason to pray. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.